Thanks so much for coming, and thanks to all of you who come and who serve and who give and who care about the things of Christ. And we care about the things of Christ because the Bible says Christ careth for us. On Sunday mornings this year, we've been looking at a different characteristic, attribute, perfection of God each week. This is our 18th Sunday morning this year to look at a perfection of God. Today's perfection, by and large, finds the opposite in our world, both within us too often and all around us too often. The opposite of today's perfection or attribute or characteristic of the Lord are things such as these: conflict, arguing, quarreling, battling, fighting, war. On an internal note, the opposite of today's perfection of God is things like stress, worry, anxiety, animosity, agitation, churning, tension, inner struggling, hating. Isaiah 48:22, you need not turn there. You do need to turn to Psalm 119. You may do that. As you're turning to Psalm 119, Isaiah 48 says, "There is no peace for the wicked." We live in a wicked world. And the Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. That's why there is so much conflict, not only between nations, but within nations. That's why there is conflict at the workplace, conflict at the schoolhouse, conflict in the neighborhood sometimes, conflict in our own families, conflict in our own marriages. And I bet Greg and Brenda Barkley, after 45 years, and Tom and Paula Clark, after 44 years, have never had a conflict in their marriages. What do you bet? I bet it's been all peace. I've been married 35 years. Every moment, peace. And the Bible also says all men are liars. We have a wonderful subject that fits communion today. One of the attributes and perfections and qualities and characteristics of God our Father is that God is peace and He is peaceful. What a wonderful thing, the God of the Bible, the Lord of the church, peace. Yes, I had to do a lot of editing because the word shows up hundreds of times in the Bible. The Bible says that the human heart is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? That's what we are in our pride and arrogance, in our selfishness and our sensuality, apart from God. Praise the Lord, He can give us a new heart. Praise the Lord, He can give us a heart of peace. Praise the Lord, He can make us to be, as we follow Him by faith, peacemakers. Remember what Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers," in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 9. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Why are peacemakers the children of God? Why are they called the children of God? Because people who are peacemakers, Jesus said, are like God, our Heavenly Father. Blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be identified with God. They will be called children of God because God is a peacemaker. Romans 15 says, "The God of peace be with you all." The God of the Bible is the God of peace, Old Testament and New Testament. 1 Corinthians 14, God is not a God of confusion or disorder. He is a God of peace. There's a lot of disorder in the world. There's a lot of confusion sometimes in our hearts and minds. But God is a God not of disorder and confusion. He's a God of peace. I've liked what we've put on our sign before, not out there this week. There is no panic in heaven, only plans. God is not in a panic. God is not confused. God is not disorderly about how He does things. God is a God of peace. The Bible also says that not only is God the Father peace in many places, but so is Jesus. The great verses from Isaiah that we like to quote at Christmas: "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. He will be the foundation of future government. His kingdom is over all. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the..." Thank you. Jesus, prophesied by Isaiah, the coming king, his title, his name, Prince of Peace. It goes on to say this in Isaiah 9, "Of the greatness of his government and the peace he will bring, there will be no end." When Jesus returns and sets up his kingdom of peace on the earth, it will flow right into the everlasting, eternal kingdom of God described at the end of Revelation. And Jesus is a king of peace, a prince of peace. His kingdom is a kingdom of peace. The heavenly kingdom is a place of peace. God the Father is peace. The Lord Jesus is peace. In Luke chapter 1, the father of John the Baptist, Zacharias, it has been revealed to him that his son will be the forerunner to the Christ. And listen what he says about the coming Christ. "The rising sun," S-O-N, "will come to us from heaven," says Zacharias, "to guide our feet into the path of peace." Jesus is about to be born, and in the a man in the generation before him, as well as a man 700 years before Jesus, describe him as the Prince of Peace who will come to guide us into peace. That first Christmas night, what did the angels say? "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. The whole point of God's coming was to make peace between us rebels and our righteous God, and to bring peace not only with God, but the peace of God to us. And so 2 Thessalonians says of Jesus, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace." Isn't that beautiful? Now may the Lord of peace, Romans has already told us that the Father is the Father of peace. 2 Thessalonians 3, may Jesus, the Lord of peace, himself give you peace. And people look in all kinds of places and search in all kinds of ways to find a little bit of peace. And Jesus is peace. And he can give us true peace. And apart from God who created us, we're not going to find real peace. Does this describe your life? The alarm clock goes off too early, it seems. Our alarm clock goes off a little after 6 all during the school year. And because I have 3 teenagers who are in summer school this summer, it's still going off a little after 6. The alarm clock goes off too early, it seems. But you have a long day ahead. You have work to do. You have appointments to keep, people to care for, all of this and much more. Well, you're not alone. Each day, many of us rush from one matter to another. As someone has wittily suggested, that's why we are called the human race. We're racing around. When the apostles returned from their first mission trip, they had a lot to report. But in the Gospel of Mark, Mark did not record Jesus' evaluation of the disciples' work. Rather, Mark focused on Jesus' concern that after this busy mission trip, the disciples rest a while. And Jesus said in Mark 6:31, "Come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." The writer of this article goes on, "Ultimately, we find true rest and peace through recognizing the presence of God and trusting Him in all the busyness of life. While we take our responsibilities seriously, we also recognize that we can relax our grip on our work and careers, our families and our ministries, and we can give them over to God in faith. We can take time each day to tune out the distractions, put away the tense restlessness, and reflect in gratitude on the wonder of God's love and His faithfulness and the peace that passes understanding that He can bring to our lives." So the little article concludes, so feel free to stop and take a breath. Get some real rest. Find His peace. The Father is the God of peace. Jesus is the Lord of peace. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of peace. Romans 14, we have peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living Christ within us brings us peace. And Galatians 5, 22 and 23 is the ninefold fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Our second song this morning, the first one from the hymn book, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is," it's what we sang, echoing what the Bible says. Our hymn books echo what the Bible says, back to God in worship. Not only is God and Jesus and the Spirit the triune God of peace, but what flows from that naturally and won't surprise us is that the Word of God is designed to bring us peace. And a lot of us would have a lot less stress and a lot more peace if we spent a little more time with the Word. And I want to commend you today on a beautiful summer Sunday morning. You could be doing a lot of things outside. God has provided this comfortable air-conditioned building for us, and here we are paying attention for a little while to God's Word. Did you know God desires that His Word to us brings peace? Psalm 119, I bet you were wondering if we would ever get there. Psalm 119, 165. Guess we won't read the whole chapter, okay? Let's go to verse 165, Psalm 119. By the way, this is the longest chapter in your Bible. Psalm 119, 165, we're talking about God's Word is designed to bring peace to us, peace with God and the peace of God to our hearts and minds. Great peace, not just a tiny bit, not just a touch bit, great peace. Overpowering peace. Peace that passes understanding. Great godly peace have those who love your word. Have those who love your law. And nothing can make them stumble. Jesus said, when you base your life on my words, you are building your life on the rock. And the storms of life may come, but your life, like a house firmly set on a firm foundation, the rock of ages. For people who pay attention to God's word, God gives great peace. Anybody here need a little more peace in your life? Your Bible is meant to do more than collect dust on the shelf. God will speak to you through every part of it, and He will offer you His peace. Turn to Isaiah. Psalms, then Proverbs, then Ecclesiastes, then Song of Solomon, then Isaiah chapter 48. And verse 18, we are talking about the Word of God brings peace. The communication from the God of peace to us. The Lord cries out through the prophet Isaiah, who said that Jesus, the coming Messiah, would be the Prince of Peace. Look at verse 18, Isaiah 48. If only you had paid attention to my commands, to my word, your peace would have been like a river. your sense of well-being like the waves of the sea. I've been at the beach where the waves come in gently and steadily. It's peaceful, the sound of it, the rhythm of it. How many rivers have you seen in your lifetime? We sing, peace like a river, I've got peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. The peace of God flows from him to me. God says, if you'd only pay attention to my word, you could have peace flowing like a steady, gentle river. I've seen the gentle flowing of the James River out east. Used to baptize people in Kansas in the Neosho River. Gentle current. We'd start the baptism out on the north end of the beach, and we would float slowly, be baptizing people towards the south end of the beach because of the current by the time we were done. I've seen the Colorado River. I've seen the Arkansas River. I've seen the Missouri River. I've seen the Mississippi River. I've seen the Ohio River. Flowing river. God says, pay attention to my word. I want to flow to you my peace as I speak to you from my holy word, which is living and active and sharp like a sword to meet us where we have a need. Isaiah 54:13. This is a prophecy of Israel's future, but there's an application for all God's children. Isaiah 54:13. All your children will be taught by the Lord, a future day when Israel will recognize Christ. All your children will be taught by the Lord. We're taught by the Lord, by his word. And great will be their peace. Great will be their peace when they understand the teaching of the Lord. You and I have that privilege today. We all own Bibles. We come to a Bible church. We can listen to the teaching of the Lord. It's designed to bring us great peace. We live in a world that is so often the opposite of peace. So often in our own minds and hearts, there is stress and anxiety and the absence of peace. Teaching from the Lord brings great peace because he is the Lord of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Blessed are the peacemakers who know God's peace and share it with others because they are called the children of God. The proverb says, better is a man of peace than a mighty warrior. Romans 14 says, the kingdom of God is peace. And of course, the Lord is the only source of peace. I want you to turn to Romans, if you would, chapter 5 in your New Testament. And as you're turning, I'd like to read a few verses about how God is a source of peace. In Leviticus, the Lord said, I will grant peace, and no one can make you afraid. Job 22, submit to God and be at peace with him. Stop fighting against God. Place your faith in him. Humble yourself before him. Submit to God and be at peace with him. Psalm 29, the Lord blesses his people with peace. Jeremiah 33, my people will enjoy abundant peace. You're getting the picture. God is the source of peace for his children, for his people. The New Testament, Acts 10, God announced the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. And in John 14, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world could ever give, give I unto you. Be not afraid. Old Testament, New Testament, God is the God of peace. He is the source of peace for his people in every generation. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, because we have been justified, declared righteous, right with God through faith in Christ, not by our works, we have been declared right with God through faith in Christ. Therefore, the end of verse 1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace bore our sins in his body on the tree. Jesus, always at perfect peace with the Father, bore our sins on himself, and while he hung on the cross bearing our sins, a holy God could not be at peace with all that sin. And Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because a holy God cannot be at peace with sin. But Jesus, being very God, hanging on that tree, the only begotten of the Father, the one and only Son, Jesus paid the price for that sin, and he overcame it. And he said, it is finished. And he said he would go to paradise that day and take that murderous thief that asked for forgiveness with him. And Jesus, having overcome sin and paid its price, was at peace with the Father in paradise that day. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, bore the price to pay for our peace. Through faith in him, you and I can have peace with God, even though we are sinners. Look at verse 2. Through Jesus, we have gained access by faith, access into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast not in ourselves, but in the hope of the glory of God. We boast in the Lord, not ourselves. He saved us. The Prince of Peace paid the price so that we might be at peace with God. Romans 15, 13, please. Believer in Christ, Paul writes, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Wonderful things associated with peace. Hope and joy. May the God of hope and joy fill you with peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now that we are saved through faith in Christ, God wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit of peace and joy and hope. As Christians, we live in a cantankerous world. And as Christians, we still often have a lot of stress that we face and too often harbor within us. But having been made to be by the finished work of Christ, able to be at peace with God, we can also have the peace of God that comes by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of peace. And God wants us as his children, as Christians, to be filled with his peace and his hope and his joy, because we believe and we follow him by faith. After Romans comes Corinthians, and then comes Galatians. And this is the way so many of the New Testament epistles begin. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 3. After Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to his disciples, what's the first thing he said to them? Peace be with you. You guys have been hunkered down. You've been afraid. You've been hiding. After that first Easter morning, Jesus appeared to his disciples and said, peace. And so many of the New Testament epistles begin this way. Galatians chapter 1, verse 3. Grace, God giving you what you could never earn or deserve on your own. Grace and peace to you. Peace to you. This is a Bible of peace. God reaching to us with peace. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of peace, the Lord of peace. Verse 4, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from a present evil, wicked age. Remember the verse I quoted at the beginning when we were talking about how the opposite of peace fills our world. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. You've got to have a right relationship with the God of peace to have his peace, to be at peace with him and to enjoy his peace. And doesn't this spell it out at the beginning of Galatians? God says to the Galatian believers, peace to you, because my grace to you. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, gave himself to rescue you from wickedness and evil and sin so that you can be at peace with me, God. Notice the Apostle Paul is writing, but the peace is from God. The peace is from Jesus. Jesus rescued us from hopelessness and despair and turmoil and stress and anxiety and agitation and worry and battling and combating and fighting and arguing and fussing and conflict that fills a wicked world, that stems from our hearts that apart from God, the Bible says, are desperately wicked. Who can understand the prideful, selfish human heart? Oh, how we need Jesus to give us new hearts and fill those new hearts with peace. One more reference. Philippians chapter 4. Didn't surprise you, I'm turning here. Philippians. After Galatians is Ephesians, then Philippians. Do you understand why the Lord brought to my mind to pick his perfection of peace for Communion Sunday? It's what communion's all about. Jesus gave himself to bring us peace. He offers us his peace of salvation and the peace that comes from the filling of his spirit within us. Look at Philippians 4 at the end of verse 5. Isn't that neat? The end of verse 5. The Lord is near. The Lord is very near. He's nearer to us than we are to ourselves. The Lord is near. Verse 6. So don't worry, don't be anxious, don't be filled with care about anything, Christian. But in every situation when you feel anxiety and worry and overburdening care, by prayer and petition, which is asking, by prayer and asking with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Whenever you are tempted to worry and be stressed and anxious, pray to the God of peace. And look what verse 7 says. Give your burden over to Him, and the God of peace will give you His peace. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends and surpasses all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What is stressing you today? The God of peace is more powerful than what is stressing you today. And isn't it something? The God of the Bible, the God of peace, wants to bring peace to your heart and to your mind. See that in verse 7? What a wonderful perfection of God, and He wants to share it with us. And we can walk with Christ in a world full of turmoil. And in our hearts and in our minds, we can have His peace. If we could have a testimony time right now, I could tell you and you could tell me times in your life where you faced some real hardness and Jesus gave you His supernatural peace. The worst automobile accident I was ever in, I want to tell you, I'm so thankful it wasn't my fault. I-244 headed into downtown Tulsa, 8 lanes, 4 on each side. I was in the center of a 5-car pileup in the center of that freeway at rush hour. And when I came to, my car was smashed in the back and in the front. And blood was all over the place, and my head had bounced off the windshield, and I had sat back down in my driver's seat. The windshield was cracked, hair in it, flesh in it, blood in it. My arm was broken. I'd find out later where the impact of my body, there were no airbags in my 71 Buick Skylark. From the impact of my body against that steering wheel, my arm broken. And I sat there, and in such an incredible sense of the presence of Christ and peace. Some of the biggest challenges in my life, turning them over to the Lord and finding in the midst of the challenges His supernatural, beyond understanding, peace. I knew the Lord was with me that day, and I knew that He had spared my life. God is a God of peace, and He longs to bring us His peace. It's why the Lord came for us. If Mark would come up here and lead us in our song. This communion table is about peace. Remembering that Jesus gave His body and shed His blood so that we could be at peace with Him. It's also a time of reflection and rejoicing. It's a time of repentance where if there's been thoughts, attitudes, actions in my life that are not right, as the elements are passed, Lord, forgive me. Fill me with Your Spirit. Make me to be more like you. It's also a time of rejoicing as we remember everything Jesus has done for us and the peace that he offers so freely. I haven't been on my deathbed yet, but I've been with fellow believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, numerous times who are on their deathbed, and I have seen believers in perfect peace as they know they're leaving this life. They know they're going to be with the Lord. What's the worst thing that could happen today? You'd find yourself on your deathbed today, humanly speaking. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and what peace for a believer when we get to that place in our life where we know it's time to go and we're going with Jesus and we're going to Jesus, and what peace. Let's stand and sing the song, and then we're going to celebrate peace in the Lord's table.
Let's all stand, please. Number 262, please. 262. My Jesus, I love thee. 262. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll love thee. And praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath, and say when the death dew lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, in mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Thank you. Please be seated.